I'm always amazed when I watch shows like Sex and the City, where a whole show is made about a city. And I think that New York and Manhattan and other areas have really built their brand as a place that is so attractive to live and work and play in. And I've always wondered if we could ever do a series about Cape Town, because I find my city to be so cosmopolitan, exciting. We have personalities, designers, fashionistas, artists in the city. And it's such a pleasure today to be chatting to Charlene Franzel. She is the general manager of One Thibault Residence, which is managed by the City Hospitality Group. And Charlene, I'm just wondering, do you think you and I could maybe put a series together about our beautiful city?
Yes, no, most definitely. There's definitely enough happening in the city centre for at least 6 to 7 seasons, I'm sure.
I'm glad you agree with me because I must tell you, I have a great passion for the city. I am to go on foot and explore, look for that new coffee shop, or go and revisit an old nook that I've discovered. And I love on a weekend when I'm not traveling, then I love to play in the city. And I'm very excited to see the demand for apart hotels because at some point in my career, I spent 3 weeks at base and 1 week at base and 3 weeks traveling. And I literally lived in apart hotels because I just wanted to be able to cook for myself and have space. Because I think that when you need to think and work, you do need the space to be able to have a meeting, to be able to invite a family member over, but to have a certain level of comfort. Now, I'm very curious because I haven't visited One Thibault. I want to hear from you what you're doing with that space and how this new skyscraper that we see in the CBD is transforming itself to meet this need that we have of wanting to be sort of semi-graders, digital nomads, people who are coming for extended periods of time to stay in our city, but also to imbibe some of the art and culture, fashion and food that we're surrounded by.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's definitely the future of travel to stay in apart hotels because, like you just mentioned, you've got so many more options. You've got the option of the vibrance of the city. You can go to a restaurant, you can go get your coffee. But if you do feel like staying in and just making your own food or your own meal or having somebody over, you've got that option. So you basically, it's 4-star graded apartments. You get the same facilities as you would in a 4-star graded hotel, but the added benefit of so much more space for you to use. You know, in the city, it's also all about location, location, location. So living at One Thibault Residence it's such a fantastic location in the sense that you are so close to all the amenities on offer by the city of Cape Town. You've got Table Mountain on your doorstep. I mean, you can wake up in the morning, open your curtains, and that's what you look at. The waterfront is on your other side. You can walk there in less than 5 minutes. A Uber ride to to Camps Bay is, easy. It's accessible. It's fast-paced living. It can be slow. So I think that's why it is such a fantastic option because honestly, our demographic is quite vast and quite big, you know, the different people that can come and enjoy staying at One Thibault Residence.
That sounds amazing, Charlene. I love the convenience. I love the ability to be an urban explorer because we are surrounded by so many resources. That Sunday morning cusista on Rose Street, that little tucked away coffee shop, the street vendor who's making the most amazing jewelry. You know, it really is an adventure to be in the city. And it's quite possible to explore and re-explore our city over and over again because there are so many tucked away restaurants, experiences. A place where, on a day like this, when it's a little bit overcast, you can find a little coffee shop and work or meet up with a friend or even have a meeting. And I think that the convenience of being at One Thibault is that you're able to navigate to many different spaces. It's so wonderfully central. And not just for us, But it sounds like you play host to a lot of international guests.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, international travelers when coming to Cape Town, the trend is that the first time visitors tend to like going into a hotel, a more secure environment. But we get quite a few travelers that sort of seasonal travelers to South Africa and to Cape Town. So they want that a little bit more freedom to do what they want to do. They understand how the city works. They've been here before. They know where their favorite places are to visit. And then they start experiencing and wanting to experience more of what Cape Town has to offer that's off the beaten track. Go and meet the locals. How do the locals live? And those are the sort of travelers that we get in quite a lot of because, like I said, I mean, the security is really top-notch. It's world-class. They do get the convenience of having our concierge desk downstairs to assist and help and guide, which is run by people who work and live in the city. And then they can just go and explore and live like a local. And we do. We saw a lot of travel pickup, from Europe. As per usual, we're used to those visitors. But a nice trend we saw last season was actually that the American travel picked up quite a bit.
That's wonderful to hear. And I think that our influx of airlines and the big focus on air access has also helped to position us very well as a city to work and play in. I have to ask, Charlene, because you have 28 floors and you have something like what, 270 suites? It's a massive operation. And I think that, being a general manager is like being the chief operations officer of a huge corporate. Everything that happens in that operation, from maintenance to provisioning, comes to your desk. And I always say that the most flexible person in the hospitality industry is the GM, because you have to be a generalist, but a specialist at the same time, because you lead so many different teams from IT to maintenance to hospitality and procurement. What is it like for you managing this huge operation?
Yeah, I think you sort of summed it up. I mean, some days are crazier than others. But you know what? It's all about who you surround yourself with makes a massive difference. My teams are well built, well put together, and it takes every single one of us to do our best every day in what we do to make it operate and run as smooth as possible. And when the hiccups happen, then my saying to the staff is always this: to just don't take yourself too seriously in the situation. Because sometimes, if you can add a little bit of humor or step out of it and take five big breaths, you're going to be able to handle it a lot better. So yeah.
I think that if you can keep your cool as a general manager, that is the secret of your success, because you can stress about every little thing. And it's a constantly moving operation because you operate 24/7. You have guests in there all the time. And the moment you have a guest, you're actually on duty, because a guest's need doesn't operate within working hours. And sometimes you have exceptional needs and emergencies.
Yeah, but yeah, no, most definitely. But it does. It functions 24 hours. And yeah, seeing to the guest is our top priority. Happy, satisfied guest is what we strive for with every single person that checks into our apartments.
So now tell me, what is your typical stay like? What is the length? It's generally longer than a hotel stay, right? Because people are coming to do a little bit of work. Or do you have 1 and 2 night stays as well?
Yeah, Tybalt has opened up a whole new segment in the market for us with the fact that we can do 1 and 2 night stays. So a little bit more of the leisure traveler business that comes into Cape Town. The building itself is working on opening a dining area, restaurant, gym, and a bar facility, which is going to be kicking in round about October, ready in time for this season coming. Which is also going to allow more group travel to come and stay with us, which is fabulous for the building itself. But yeah, a big part of our business also is longer term stays because of the fact that we're not a hotel. You get the bigger space, you have the uncapped 200 up, 200 down Wi-Fi. Big part of our market is digital nomad travel. We've got a lot of
Yes.
corporates coming to work on projects for companies in Cape Town that prefer to come and check in with us. I mean, our last group stayed here for 3 months and they were very, very happy with the service that they got and the fact that they could walk to work every morning.
So I think I'm hearing a lot about convenience, the fact that you're in a CB in the CBD, obviously you're not subjected to load shedding, just that whole urban matrix of transport and restaurants and activities, and of course the V&A waterfront, which offers endless opportunities for entertainment from the cinema to all kinds of hybrid activities, even going out in a boat. What I want to ask is, what for you would be the highlight if you were a traveler coming in from New York? What would you love the most about the convenience of staying at One Tybalt?
I think for me, it's the fact that you have the best of both worlds. You have got a lot more space than being cooped up in a hotel room. And I'm not dissing my competition, the hotels in the city center. We each have our own niche and what we do. But I love the fact that we can offer this additional space to travelers. And then the fact that you still have got the 24-hour service of a hotel front desk. To me, that is absolutely priceless. And then, yeah, I mean, being in the Cape Town, in the city center with what it has to offer, like I said, I mean, the city center is vibrant and alive. There are lots to do, there's lots to explore, there's lots to experience. And it is purely complete convenience with getting around. You don't need to even rent a car. You can do an Uber ride, you can walk in the city center. The CCID makes sure that the city center stays beautifully clean and well taken care of.
I think that the Central City Improvement District really does amazing work in keeping the city center safe for us. And this is the reason why we can actually, Charlene, have such pleasant experiences in the city. Well, as we see One Tybalt towering above us, it's exciting to know that there's this buzz of activity inside this building and that you are. In the positioning as an apart hotel, which is really the direction in which a lot of hospitality is moving, because people are looking for the following things. They're looking for value for money. They want to have the hybrid convenience of eating out, just making themselves something indoors, being able to work undisturbed, maybe having a little meeting in their space, entertaining, having a sundowner and watching the sunset. There's so many options, and I think that it's a great way to regenerate the city and certainly a convenient way for travelers to experience our beautiful city. Charlene, it's been great chatting to you, and I just want to hear some last words that you might have, Charlene, for our potential visitors that are coming in to our city and why they should make One Tybalt their accommodation of choice.
Well, Tybalt is the tallest residential building in the Cape Town city centre. We actually use our slogan called "Come and Live in the Sky" because
Oh, lovely.
if you stay on the 28th floor, you are staying in the highest apartment available to you in Cape Town.
That is amazing. And what a panoramic view that will be. It's been great chatting to you, Charlene. I'm so excited about this because I am one of those travelers who likes space. I don't like being confined to a hotel. And when I leave my home, I want to be able to work and play and meet up with friends. And this kind of solution sounds amazing. So I wish you and the team all the best. We are looking forward to coming and visiting you at One Tybalt and playing a little bit in the CBD. And I'm sure that our listeners and our corporates as well are really loving the convenience of this apart hotel. Great word, great concept, and great energy in terms of regenerating the CBD. Any funny story to share with us? Maybe did somebody propose on the 28th floor? Did some magic happen anywhere at One Tybalt you'd like to share?
We actually got a funny inquiry the other day. A gentleman phoned us very nervously on a Friday afternoon looking for accommodation. And it was, he was getting married on the Friday, on the Saturday, and wanted to just have
Oh.
a one night break away from everything for his bride. And yeah, he was very happy to book himself into a studio. And obviously, we just upgraded him into one of our nice corner units, a one bedroom,
Oh.
best views. We dressed it up for him. And I mean, when I saw the face, the look on his wife's face, it was just absolutely priceless. I mean, she was blown away. He's very happy. And I mean, that's what we strive for. You know, it's the little things that we can contribute into making a person stay more personalized and more happy is just absolutely first prize.
I'm loving that because hospitality really is about creating memories and experiences. And it sounds like you've got that down to a bat. Charlene Franzel chatting to us from One Tybalt, the best view in the CBD, with her head in the clouds, but her feet firmly planted on the ground as she manages this busy establishment. Charlene, wishing you and the team all the best and making many happy memories in the
Yeah,
space.
thank you. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.